Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Jerry Cumpiano, a good friend. Met him like one of the things that we're mentioning in these kinds of organizations, whether it's church or even politics, or there are all kinds of clubs, there are all kinds of hobbies. There's so many ways that you can interact and get along with, and get to know people and have common interests and everything, you know. So there's just not one way, but Rotary is one great choice, and at least for Jerry and I, has been a great choice of meeting great people and accomplishing what we consider very worthy goals and make us feel good, which is what life is all about. So before the segment ended, you had mentioned the Rotary Foundation and how it disperses funds throughout the world and how careful it is about it. And I got in, one of the many things that Jerry and I have gotten together was had to do with this well project in Adjuntas. And one day at one of our meetings, Jerry says, listen, I've got a conflict situation with different neighbors and this well project that he was heading, a global grant. And you'll describe, put you, so you describe what that global grant and how it come. I don't even remember how it started. I got involved because there was a fight among the different neighbors, and he asked me to get in because, as my listeners know, I'm a consultant in the prevention and resolution of conflicts, which is what I'm one of these weird guys who likes conflict. But so let's talk about this well project. How did it come up? Which is one of the typical things that we do, especially in San Juan Rotary. Tell us how that developed and some of the challenges, and then we'll describe, you know, my role and all. So how did that all happen?
Well, right after Maria, we went to a conference in Utuado by a group trying to help people in the country, and water resources was a big problem. So a lot of people who had burned out pumps, who were lacking chlorination systems, or a lot of things, were coming to look
by for. By coincidence, now that you, because I didn't know you were, your engineer and master's of stuff was in water. So
yeah, so I had an interest.
I didn't realize that.
Go ahead. Anyway, so people would come to us and they would ask for, we need 5,000 for here or 7,000 for this or a new chlorination system or new piping or whatever. And there's this group from Las Cruces in Pellejas Adjuntas whose well had collapsed. So we were going to do two wells in two different places, but one got another source of financing. So this was about 50 people. And they had the piping
50
already.
50
families. Yeah, we're close to 100 and something people.
Yeah.
And so we decided to find partners, and we found partners in New York. And Ray Erb, who's been on the show before, he and I ran the project. And one of the things about Rotary is that the project has to be sustainable. You can't build it and just let it fall apart. So we installed water meters. We had tried to help them build the organization so they could build a small amount so they could run it and maintain it. So that was an essential part. But in the due diligence, Rotary requires that where the well be built, we have title of that land. The community had been using the land for 40 years. So in everybody's opinion, they had direct use of the land. I know there's a
adverse possession,
usucapión, or something like that.
I don't know
the term exactly.
In English, it's adverse possession. Especially in Spanish, it's usucapión.
Usucapión. Okay. Anyway, so we had a letter from the mayor and everything. We sent it to Rotary International. We did the water hydraulic studies, approved. So after we built the well, the water was coming out in large amounts, clean water.
Just so that the picture, there had been a well for 40 years and it dried up. And
it collapsed.
The water wasn't coming out. Yeah. And we had to find another area nearby because they did have the tank and they had the piping to the houses and the tank for the storage. But they had to find another location where they could tap water that would then, you know, give water again to all these families. So, and the grant that the amount of money was about what, 65?
60 something dollars, but it involved a lot of training of the people on both the management side of it and the operation side. Unfortunately, it happened right during during COVID. So we could not get the people together for the training. So we gave them some pamphlets and things to read and returned a lot of the $7,000 for training funds. But as I said, right after it was built, a lawyer took us to court saying that they owned the property where we had built the well.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge, please. So that's when we believed they had title of it, but lawyers get involved. So that's when
the main thing is that in terms of configurations for the aqueduct that who allow these community aqueduct things, they require fencing with a large area. Relatively, no. And what happened was the fencing that was required and the entrance to the fence and all was now required
a few feet more than before.
and so the people that had sort of allowed this thing to happen and all got a little bit upset that this was a little bit too much land, and they objected, and they went to court. And we got in and sort of worked with everybody and got everybody to agree on we changed a little bit the way the fencing was going to be and it wasn't too the new well where the water was coming, as I recall, maybe 20-30 feet away from the old place where the water was coming from, and of course then you needed like maybe 20 another 30 feet away from that to fence it in, and that's the kind of thing we're talking about. So, in fact, because of getting to know the lawyer in Utuado, legal assistants, they then had a problem in Jayuya, and they asked me to help, and that was that's a story in of itself, and we're not gonna, but we'll the other day somebody came from Jayuya, they're doing a project in Jayuya that has to do with water, and they've asked us to help, and I have an inkling that it may be the same place where I went after this Adjuntas thing. I'm curious. I have to go and see it and see what we can do. But water is one of the seven areas of priority for Rotary, right? I believe. And
yes.
Then, and which means then when you go to get the Rotary Foundation global grants, if it's within the seven areas of priority, the first one is conflict resolution and peace, which is where I've been, really involved with. But one of them is water, maternal health, economic development, so that fitted in really well with the Rotary priorities and. $65,000. So we got this well moving, got it approved. The aqueduct gets involved, and all kinds of regulations and all in terms of you treat the water and all. And the community was super happy with that. Pretty far away from San Juan to work in that junta.
And getting there to check on things was a bit difficult, especially when it was raining.
Yeah, we had another global grant by coincidence,
Castañer,
and I went to the very end when they were demonstrating some aspects of the design thinking projects that they had, as the kids were asked what they would do differently and new for their school to make it more interesting and better for them, etc. And I went to that. But did you got involved with the Castañer project?
But I never went. I wasn't that involved.
Okay, but that was how did that one? I don't even remember how that one got started. I know Georgie
that Hildebrandt. Started through I think a church in Puerto de Tierra, San Agustín. It was brought to our attention. They wanted to do something different, but they got our interest in that area, and then they dropped out, and then. I think María de los Ángeles got more involved and took it all the way. Sí. But guys, if you want to get to know Puerto Rico, get involved in doing grants and doing projects, you get to know a lot of the people of Puerto Rico. They are a lot of fun. Yeah. They're really interesting.
And that one in Castañer, because it had nothing to do with water. That was purely education. That was helping renovate. The school had a lot of difficult infrastructure issues, and also just in terms of their curriculum. And one of our members, Rob Bolt, has this, in fact, I'm going to have him on the program, but Rob Bolt has brought this, it's a Stanford design thinking analysis to the public schools. We're doing now one in Rio Piedras, Villa de Mayo, and bringing the design thinking to the schools and trying to basically brings the students to go beyond their normal life and to think what they could do differently in the school, and get them out of the school to have experiences. But that's what we did in Castañer. So it's an educational project with some infrastructure, important infrastructure elements. They were super. When I went there, I was super impressed with how happy they were, and the kids were fantastic. It's a very, very small, it's not even a village. It's what we call un barrio. Castañer is between Utuado and Lares.
It's in the middle of three different places.
But it's near Adjuntas and all, and but again, those two, and we could talk about a whole bunch of others, but those are two kind of different ones that we've been involved with recently, and very, very.
But if you want to get to know Puerto Rico, the project we did with Para la Naturaleza, which we helped 50 farms,
50,
yeah, in two different locations, we were involved in helping the farmers in education and seed money for things.
And those were about $2,000 to $4,000 grants for these.
It was close to $500,000 in help for farms. But schools, I mean, we've had close to $500,000 in the Sounds Project, teaching early kids to read. The Boys and Girls Club, we've had 38 years of providing a Thanksgiving luncheon for all Boys and Girls Clubs in Puerto Rico, with 350 kids come every Thanksgiving and have a wonderful event.
Last year, they came from
all over.
From Vieques and from Mayagüez, all over the
island.
It's
a very satisfying event. You see the kids so happy.
We give them a Thanksgiving dinner. We serve help serve the.
And La Concha and Paulson have been very helpful in getting that.
And
for us.
Paulson group entity. So. We will do that again this year. About 38 years without during the COVID, we went forward with that. We have another activity, and now in November, comparte tu compra. We go to Supermax and we ask the patrons, the customers that are going in, to buy something extra. Some extra cans of beans or rice or coffee or cookies, whatever they sort of.
But it's not just in San Juan. It's throughout
the island.
San Juan project. Rotary. Yeah,
we do it with the Santurce Club in San Juan. They've done all over the island. We join the Santurce Club and go to Supermax around De Diego, and we got 60, 80, 100 bags.
Not bags. Shopping carts. We got like 30, 40 full of them.
Then we distribute that to needy people and all. Before, in terms of your, we only have a minute more or less. What do you think is your biggest challenge, as a district governor?
Okay, there's one project I'm sure you've talked about before. I want for Rotary to help reduce the level of violence in Puerto Rico. There's violence against women. There's violence against elder people. There's bullying in schools. There's all types of violence. And I think through collaborations with different organizations, with making it known that it's not cool to be violent, I think we can have a major impact. I remember another organization doing that with litter. Don't litter the beaches. Don't litter this. Well, if we can all work together and mm-hmm. if organizations could contact us. I've seen people put signs in the back of their trucks. Stop violence against women. Well, not just women. Let's stop violence. And I think that could be, for the next years or two, one of our major events.
Yeah, well, we have it. We are the listeners, some of them, you know, Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz that we in San Juan Rotary developed, and it's now at the district level, and will be in the good hands of Jerry starting in July. It addresses violence in all of its manifestations at all levels, and it's holistic, from dealing with violence right now, helping people avoid and violence right now at the collaboration that Jerry has just mentioned, which is actually indispensable, and then attending the roots of violence, which we use as a framework, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or 17 of them. You have to deal holistically with the roots of violence, and it's a major project. And the most important thing out there, last night I was with United Way, a meeting there, and all kinds of organizations. We have to work together to address this issue. But I hope you've learned a little bit about Rotary, but most importantly, that you understand that for our well-being, we have to get involved. We have to have great interpersonal relationships. We have to do meaningful things. Get out of the grandstand, as the Pope Francis said, and get bent into the playing field in whatever way and to the ever extent you want. But let's get involved. It's for your well-being. It's for our well-being. It's for us. Take care. Jerry, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Jorge.
And take care. We'll be back next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.